Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are now open, 844-967-2789. Back in business. Next up is Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Good morning. You're making some good points on people changing their tune. I just wanted to point out, and I'm sure it's been talked about before, is that the early voting, the absentee votes, you know, there's no reason these states can't count these votes early. You know, look at how long we saw Pennsylvania drag out some of these other states. I mean, the reality is all this stuff could be accounted ahead of time. And on election night by, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, we pretty much know who the winner was of these various races. The reality is Republicans don't want that. They've gone out of their way in many states to make that not to be the situation so that they can cast out, rather than just get on with it and see what the result is. So, you know, when people hear them talk about, oh, all this flood of votes came in, it's like, no, you guys have set this up intentionally to create chaos and cast doubt. So I just wanted to make that point. They don't hear it very often. You know, it really doesn't have to be this way. States like Florida and other states, they actually count all that stuff ahead of time. But then by 9, 10 o'clock, they kind of know what the outcome is.
That is an excellent point. North Carolina does too. And as you say, there was a proposal in the legislature to permit counting in advance, and that was shut down by the Republicans because they know that there are going to be more Democratic votes for mail-in, and they want to be able to say, and backing up Trump, that these are illegitimate, and it's disgusting. Here's the deal. Here's the reason, everybody, why there was some basis for not counting them right away, and that is you don't want to leak results. Let's suppose that it's the same reason that people don't try to call a presidential race before California's votes come in, because California is three time zones behind the East Coast. And if you suddenly show that, project somebody the winner and the polls are still open 2 hours in California, that deters voting. And something similar is going on here. In other words, the only good faith basis for it, which is solvable, is to say, well, we don't want to say that, you know, Biden's leading Trump 60-40 on the early vote. A lot of people won't vote election day. I get that. But the way to do it, because Robert is exactly right, the alternative is you wait till day of and you don't count them till the next day and everybody thinks that there was a dump of some sort. Well, there wasn't a dump of any sort. The answer is you can have your cake and eat it too. You do it in advance, you count it in advance, but you don't issue the results. And you make sure that they are kept secret, private. And then that way you get all the votes at the same time. Very, very good point. And the Republicans are doing it on purpose. They're absolutely doing it on purpose. Now, I mentioned Bill Stepien. Bill Stepien claimed that his wife was in labor and that's why he couldn't testify. I hadn't heard she had a baby. You know, it's not uncommon for people to plead a personal excuse. They don't have to put in an affidavit. He didn't want to testify, but he gave a deposition. What the deposition was, he said, oh, I thought this was terrible. I kept telling Trump, this is crazy, that these are lies and so on. He's the one who spread the lies. He has gotten $10,000 a month from Trump, including now, for his upcoming presidential campaign. 1 month he got $90,000. He's also representing Trump's PAC. He's gotten $1.2 million from Trump's PAC spreading these lies. Still, he said he stepped away from Trump. Under oath, he said that. And he said that he has a reputation of being honest and normal. Do not believe him. He's not honest and normal. He got $20,000 in February and $20,000 in March from Trump spreading this stuff. Still, 2021, a year later. He's getting between $30,000 and $10,000 a month for the campaign. And as I say, $1.2 million from pro-Trump sources. He also is representing about 15 other candidates Trump is supporting who are all spreading the lie, including the woman, Harriet Hagedorn, in Wyoming against Liz Cheney. He is being paid to spread the lie still. He is spreading the lie still. He's the one who spread the lie for Trump. He said his wife was in labor. That was the last we ever heard of her. Haven't seen that there was a baby. So he didn't show up. And everybody looked at him and said, he's a stand-up guy. He stood up to Trump. He architected the lie. And he's being paid for it right now. Does that occur to you? As you look at these things, the only Republicans you should pay any attention to are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. The rest of them are saving their worthless skins. And some, like Stepien, are being paid to, you know, the guy somehow can keep a straight face. He cashes checks the day that he said he broke away and it was a lie. He's cashing checks for spreading the lie. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Actually, I got a couple of points. I'll try to make it quick. On the big lie that you're talking about, all those guys, all that crime family, they're paid to lie. They're paid quite a bit of money just to lie to us, the public. That's how they get their message about, paid to lie. One that's going on right now, oh, this gas price is Biden's fault. You know, if you really research it, oil companies aren't even producing at 50%. They have the ability to get the price down. I'm surprised Biden doesn't leverage them with a couple of things. He could pull their subsidies, which are huge. He could pull their mineral rights on federal laws. He could actually leverage them to bring the price down. The reason the price is so high, they're the only game in town. They're the only game in town. You got to pay the price or stay home. That's the only two choices you've got. On the borders, I want to touch on the borders. I hear this, border, Biden's fault. Nobody talks about the Canadian border. Nobody talks about Florida and all the illegals coming into Florida right under DeSantis' nose. They don't even talk about this. But it's happening as we speak. Yet they want to think that the American public is dumb enough to listen to this lies and BS. The last thing I want to talk on, I'm very involved in Christian leadership groups. I believe that's the answer to all our problems in the world. And there's a bunch of pastors out in California that are demanding, not asking, demanding an assault weapons ban. I want to join them. I think we all got to join them. 66% of Americans want an assault weapons ban. And I agree there's no reason we can't let this paid minority who's paid to lie to sway these people. They're drinking too much ivermectin out there. I'll tell you right now. Take care and have a good day, Matt. And thanks for the airtime.
Yeah, that's terrific. Terrific stuff. Terrific stuff. And your ministry is terrific. Let me tell you something about what Bill's call for a ban on assault weapons. This is amazing, frankly. This is amazing to me. Well, I guess we're going to a break. Connor has me going to a break. Bill, I'm going to respond to you after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789, but I want to hit the assault.